This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, wonderful radio. This is that sounds like an old jingle. Wonderful radio. Remember those? Well, Jennifer's too young to remember those. Your father's probably listening right now, and he's thinking to himself, "Yep, I remember those. I used to play them." No, really? Is there a new rule? He can't listen to the program live anymore.
When you live under my watch, you have lots of rules.
Yes, right. They can easily be broken. That's so, DJV program. Jennifer's here. Kara's here. Victoria's out. For the next day or so, we'll hold a good thought for her because she lost a very close friend. This is a tough time for people. It's interesting how people are dealing, though. Here's in the age that we find ourselves in. Excuse me for my Jennifer and I both have this is
it's
contagion.
Terrible.
3,000 miles apart, we sound the same. The flowers in the yard are beautiful. It's wonderful to see the trees budding and all the things coming to life after all these months of winter. But, man, does it settle right in.
And the problem is now people look at you. They look at you like you're diseased when you're sniffling.
Oh, yeah. Is something wrong with you?
Yeah. And believe me, I'm like, I'm taking my temperature every day. I just took it right now. I'm 97.7. I'm okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So have you followed the new birthday trend that seems to be sweeping the nation?
Are you talking about the parade?
Yeah. Car parades.
I saw it for the first time this past weekend. Actually, they put it on our local news because there was a kid in Simi Valley who's, I think it was his eighth birthday. And so the mom called up friends and family and said, just drive by and wave.
Yeah.
And then the whole neighborhood got on it. Even the police went by and waved and gave him like a little shout from the cruiser. And it was really cute.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like people showing up that way and they, you know, sort of pass the present out the window. Listen. We're all very creative, and we can use that creative business that we have going for us to still practice the kind of life that we want to live, but being a little more cautious. That's kind of the way that it works. Now, there's lots of virtual this and virtual that. I thought it was interesting that Greeks this week have launched a virtual travel site because tourism is down so much. And obviously because personal distancing plays a very strong role in what they, you know, you can't really take a trip and go over. My son canceled his plans. He and his wife were going to go to Italy for their honeymoon.
Not anymore.
Nope. Yep, they got it all canceled and everybody's got their money back and yada yada. Anyway, so the tourism ministry has launched Greece from Home, which is pretty much an introduction. If you've never been to Greece, one of those fascinating places to go because there's so much culture. There's so much history there. So you go to the website, Jen, features videos, content from a lot of the celebrities that are Greek, a lot of Greek athletes as well. It's called Greece from Home. They partnered with the learning series Grow with Google. Free training and digital marketing skills through the website so you know how to enjoy what you're seeing. We know that tourism is down to a trickle, as well it ought to be. Airlines are not doing, there's no flight. I don't think there's is there a daily flight to anywhere in Europe from anywhere in America?
There's travel restrictions, I know. So I remember those happened pretty early on. I don't know if you can even get there. But I do know that this is, I think, one of the coolest things. And we talk about how the normal changes, right? And some of the fun things that have come out of this.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I found that I turned Jeff and his kids, my fiance and his kids, onto are these virtual field trips where you can go pick a country like you're talking about with Greece, or you can go to any of the art museums, the Louvre. You could go to any zoo in most cases, like the Houston Zoo. And they do virtual field trips. So they take the kids on a tour and talk to them about the stuff that's in the museum or in the zoo. And it's just, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a really fun thing to do.
It is a good idea. And Greece is a fascinating place. The government there is a little, the guy's a crackpot that's running Greece at the moment. But it still is a beautiful place when you get the ability. Last year they did almost $20 billion in tourism. Imagine what this is doing to their economy.
Well, it's
people
beautiful.
In their work. Yeah, right. So you don't know, no plans, who's making plans to go do any of that stuff. Now, nobody at all. Here's a warning. I promised that we wouldn't, by the way, do all coronavirus all the time. I think this week we get off of it a little bit. Excuse me, but I think this is an important thing for people. I don't understand how at this point people are still, and I use this term reservedly, I think Victoria uses it more than I do, referring to the stupidity of some Americans. But can you imagine anybody who still smokes or vapes during this time?
A lot of people are hooked.
Still smoking. So the new guidelines suggest people who smoke and vape are at the highest risk for severe complications and hospitalization. So if you get this, like I may have had a touch of it, we're trying to figure that out right now, it threw in and out, bingo, my son and I were talking about it last night, I'm trying to give blood, and that's a surefire way to find out whether I've actually had it or not, because I had a few symptoms, but it hadn't brought me down. But
they
I'm
won't
fortunate.
Actually tell you if you get blood. I gave blood yesterday, and that's not something that they're going to...
They're not going to tell you that?
No, it says...
Did they tell you anything?
I mean, like, where I went, they take your temperature, they do all these things before you come in to make sure that you're not symptomatic.
Yeah.
But it says specifically when you talk to them and on the website. I don't know if it, I don't know if it's revealed.
Where did you go,
test,
Kara? Because I've been, where did you go to a Red Cross? Where did you go?
Yeah, I went through a Red Cross. So if you go through them, they're not going to, even if they test it later, they're not.
How long did you wait to get, when did you first sign up or try to sign up?
Well, I signed up, so they're only, at least around here, they're only taking appointments. They're not taking any kind of walk-in.
Exactly.
So I signed up for a 1:30 appointment. I got there maybe 5-10 minutes beforehand.
When did you sign up, actually?
I signed up the day before, a couple days before,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And they were actually really good. I know you're not a big fan of Red Cross, but I like them
blood
donation.
Yeah, they're good for that.
And they were actually really good because I was feeling a little unsure the day before and, wondering exactly how clean everything was going to be. And they actually called me the night before, to confirm my appointment and then asked if I had any questions. And so I specifically asked what they were going to be doing to make sure everything was sanitary. And the woman talked to me for like 5-10 minutes about everything that they were doing and, asked if I had any other questions. And that's the first time they've done that. So that was really nice.
Yeah, that is. And it's a good way to feel secure. And that's smart on their part. And it's smart
you
on your part.
You should ask Dr. Ken, though, or your local, your general practitioner about getting a test if you think you had it, because it's very helpful for people who are researching to see if who's had it, how they've recovered, and if there's immunity that comes along with it. You may actually be able to contribute.
Remind me of that, Kara, would you? Because Ken's going to be on with us this morning, unfortunately, after you leave, Jen, but he's going to have he's got a whole list. He's every night he calls me. I got this and that. He's got a whole laundry list of things that he wants to go over, make sure people understand what's going on. And that, back to the whole business about smoking and vaping and that kind of stuff. Most of the people that when you look at the data that's been analyzed, most of the confirmed cases have been with people who have lung issues that have come from smoking or vaping, more smoking, but vaping is just as bad for you.
And diabetes seems to be one, too. I was listening to a report about why Louisiana has been hit so hard, and they say because there's such a high number of people who are diabetic in the state of Louisiana, that also contributes.
Yep, heart disease, diabetes. 71% of the people dying have health conditions like lung disease brought about by smoking. Well, smoking gives you heart disease. Lung disease, that's all part of smoking. So let's see if we can smarten up a little bit on that department. Speaking of smartening up, The American Family Farmer is a show that I produce every week. We do a podcast of it as well. It's available on the website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I looked at the numbers yesterday. It's pretty amazing how many people are listening to the Good Day Health podcast. Like, I think last week we had 41,000 people listen to it. Bob sent me the numbers, and 27,000 listening to the American Family Farmer Show, because we have things about, we connect the farm and food and family together. And one of the things in this latest podcast that you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the story of the distillers who are working hand in hand with the farmers to produce hand sanitizer. The farmers are providing the corn, and then the sanitizer comes as an offshoot of that. It's pretty ingenious stuff. Very important. And then there's a conversation that we have with a couple of people from one of the tribes in outside of San Diego, talking about what's going on for restorative projects on this Indian reservation. Very fascinating. Great ideas about what to grow in your garden, et cetera, et cetera. So it's the time of year. If you're interested, help yourself. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast, whether it be on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher or Google, all the iHeart shows. You know, help yourself. Help yourself to the American Family Farmer Show. I think you'll like it. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $20 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so the situation with Americans drinking, was talking about smoking, so we might as well do the drinking report as well.
Now, this is one I can relate to.
Yeah. Sales
we're
of alcohol.
We're not smokers, but, you know.
No, well, I mean, you got to put the two of them together, smoking and drinking. Smoking and drinking and smoking and drinking. U.S. sales of alcoholic beverages up 55% as opposed to this week, last year versus this week, this year. Hard alcohol, gin, tequila, premixed cocktails on the top of the poor list. Spirits have gone, seen their highest increase, 75% in some of these categories since last year. Wine and beer are flowing well as well, up 42% from last year at this time.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't really made it to spirits yet. I'm mostly going for wine and, like, hard seltzer, things that I feel like I can have a glass of and
what, lemonade?
Not be a raging
alcoholic. Not being a raging alcoholic. Just a little bit of one.
Drink up, folks. 21 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Anytime, anyplace, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sound refreshing, even though this is an old song by a mature singer. There's something about this song from Loretta Lynn that just kind of works on her version of it. Patsy Cline was the one who started it all with this song. So there's apparently a me and Patsy kicking up dust album, Loretta Lynn's memoir of her friendship also with Patsy Cline. Loretta has released her first version of one of Cline's most incredible songs, a song I Follow the Pieces, Richard, which you're listening. Let's crank it up for a second, all right? I should love those guitars.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Style of country. I love that style of country. I really do. So this is an updated take on the Hank Cochran Harlan Howard classic. 87-year-old Loretta ejecting the nearly 60-year-old tune with all of her heartache, honky-tonk, her emotional voice. I think that it fits, don't you all? Think it fits here?
I think it can work. I miss Patsy Cline's voice to this song, though.
Yeah,
it's not quite the same, but...
Yep. She was a youngster when she died in March of 1963, another plane crash. Loretta was beginning to bond with her. They had gotten into the Opry together. They were both the same age, so if Patsy Cline were alive today, she'd be in her 80s. Loretta was for years unable to perform any of these songs, but finally she paid tribute in 1977 with the release of an album called I Remember Patsy, which featured her first rendition of the song that Patsy Cline made number one in 1961. Cline, incidentally, had first heard the song on a demo recorded by Jan Howard, who was going to be a future opera star. This is the version.
Oh, no, this is the Loretta Lynn one, so.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah.
Blending into something else. Anyway, Loretta's newest version of I Fall to Pieces, produced and recorded at Cash Cabin Studio in Hendersonville, Tennessee, by Patsy Lynn Russell and John Carter Cash, who produced Loretta's Grammy Award-winning Full Circle, as well as her latest studio album, Wouldn't It Be Great, which earned a Grammy nomination for its title track. So, pretty good news if you're a Patsy Cline fan. And frankly, as I cut my teeth as a disc jockey first playing country music, I remember the boss said to me, "You know anything about country music?" I said, "Yeah, ask me a question," because I knew he didn't know anything about it either. So, yeah, I cut the job.
Patsy Cline, the answer? Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline, all right. 6 to 10 on WTTF in Tiffin. That was me. All right, next up on the Country Bill of Fare, Roseanne Cash, John Oates from Hall & Oates, Brothers Osborne, Shovels and Rope, and more, among a pretty diverse group of artists banding together for a new online telethon to raise money for Music Cares COVID Relief Fund, the People Supporting Artists Telethon, airing from Nashville this Saturday at 7 Eastern Time via People Support Artists. What is it? PeopleSupportingArtists.com. I think that's it. Dubbed a PSA, the telethon will mix at-home music performances with skits, personal stories from those who have benefited from Music Cares heretofore. Performers like Los Lobos' David Hidalgo, Louis Perez, Lucy Silva's with Brothers Osborne's John Osborne, rival Sun singer Jay Buchanan, Lee Bryce, Molly Tuttle, J.D. McPherson, Langhorne Slim, Jim Lauderdale, songwriter Jamie Kent, who spearheaded the telethon idea, radio personalities Eric Markham from WSM, and Annie.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a Tuesday begins, nearly 11,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus, the nation counting more than 368,000 confirmed cases, though governors of hotspots like New York, Washington, and Louisiana say they're cautiously optimistic that infections may have peaked in their states. Washington's returning 400 ventilators to the federal government, as state health officials are seeing fewer infections than they were anticipating. A historic move as the U.S. is slapping the terrorist label on a Russian white supremacist group called the Russian Imperial Movement, State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism Nathan Sales.
This is the first time the United States has ever designated white supremacist terrorists. We are taking actions no previous administration has ever taken to counter this threat overseas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is the DJB program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Victoria is off today. Kara Schillen is at the controls as usual. Some of the good things, some of the not so good things. I guess it's become the new normal, right? Work for a big company and you're liable to get furloughed. So the airlines are doing it. How many of the big box stores are doing it for the most part? Everybody, little stores, little companies, everybody's being affected by this. Boeing has shut down production of everything, stopping regular paychecks for another 30,000 workers. You have no idea how much the culture, the fabric, the society of Seattle is built around this company. They have regularly 130 to 140,000 employees, a couple of plants in Seattle and Renton. They have plants elsewhere, but the big production, if you ever drive down the highway into the city, on the left-hand side, where the biggest of the two factories are, It's really something to see. All the airplanes parked outside, the various logos on the planes, looking at the sizes. It's really fascinating. So they have closed the plants. They will not reopen. They were going to reopen this week, they thought, but now they are shut down indefinitely. They reached the decision after assessing employees' health and safety, supply chain issues. They can't get parts. Never mind that there are no orders. You know, you got to wonder, honestly. There was somebody had said something about the, on some TV show that I was watching last night, made reference to the Boeing 737 MAX problems. And this was sort of a regular drama talking about the problems with it. This has, if this doesn't, between the pandemic and the mess with the 737, Jennifer, if this doesn't bring the country or the company down, then God bless them. I don't think it will, but
they'll
it's
get bailed
certainly,
out.
Yeah. Yeah, they will. Well, you almost have to. And that, so the additional 30,000 with the 70,000 that have already been worked off that have been laid off just in Washington State alone. They have been receiving their salaries. They've been doing, I guess they got 2 weeks of salaries, but the story in this morning's Seattle Times suggests that the workers will no longer be getting their regular pay, and they'll have to begin using vacation or sick time. They have had 133 confirmed cases among its employees. So that's, as I have said many times, as you know, I hope you know, Boeing contributes more to the trade deficit or balancing the trade scale than any other American company. They are the highest producing in terms of monetary value. This is how huge that business is to the American economy. Huge. The value of the plane orders that they have orders, I believe they had orders prior to all this for 2,400 planes.
Wow.
Average price of one of those planes, depending on the size, the MAX goes for $57 million. The 777, I think, is $97 million. The 787 is somewhere close to that. So every time you sell one of those planes, it's, you know, millions and millions of dollars. Can you imagine what it takes? I just think about it for a second. Put your mind off of the COVID thing for a minute and think about the complexities of a modern aircraft. Think about all the things that you expect to work in that plane. You all have, if it's a good plane, you got monitors in the seat in front of you. You think those work automatically? They all have Wi-Fi. How do you think that works and gets wired into the plane? They all have 110-volt currency so that you can plug whatever it is under your seat, right? There's a plug in there, so they have to generate 110 volts. And they have to have a generator in the plane. They have a third engine that most people don't even know. Most planes today are two-engine planes with the engines on the wings. But what you don't know is there's a jet engine under the plane that powers it when it's parked at the gate. So if you look at the back of a plane, you'll see an exhaust pipe just above. What is
it? Seems very simple, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a fabulously complex piece of machinery that has to be just right. We don't. And so that's what made everybody crazy when they started thinking, okay, you mean there's no inspection? They're inspecting themselves? And that's where, you know, and I'm not much on government involvement and stuff, but I do want somebody besides Boeing checking out the plane. Thanks very much. And they'll never, I mean, they've learned, I hope they've learned their lesson from all of this, but what an education. Wow. Great American company. All right, so the investigation of the virus and what it means to men versus women. Have you done any discussion on your local Los Angeles program, Jennifer, about why it is that men, the theories of men getting, in China, I can understand it because more men smoke there. Most all the people, you know, in China, like I think 75% of the people smoke. So, you know, they're going to get this and they're going to have... And by the way, the numbers, the official word from the World Health Organization is something close to what the Epoch Times lady told us, that the Chinese have underreported, seriously underreported the numbers of what went on there, but they still won't let anybody in to check it out.
And think about what we know about what happened with China. There's a report that is from the Epoch Times that says 21 million. There are 21 million less cell phone users today than there were back in January. And we know there in Wuhan, and they admitted to this, that they really underestimated.
Wuhan, where they make all the phones, isn't that where?
No, Wuhan's where this virus broke out.
No, but I know that. But isn't that where they make the phones too?
That I don't know. That could be. I'm not sure. But yeah. I know that there they also had a problem because they got caught and they said, oh yeah, by half we underestimated the people that died. But you talked about people who are more apt to getting this. Yes, we have been tracking on my local show who's getting this, and more men are getting it and getting sicker from the coronavirus, at least according to reports, than women are. And the LA Times has actually been tracking this locally, our local paper, and saying that I think not everybody's disclosing their demographics, but of the people who have chosen to disclose this or the families that have chosen to disclose this, I think there are maybe 2-to-1 men to women in that ratio over who's actually dying from the coronavirus.
Well, women apparently have a stronger immune response than men do in general.
And they might seek treatment faster. I mean, there are all sorts of things that go into why it could be hitting men harder.
Hormones, that kind of stuff. I think that plays a part in it. So at any rate, if you're a man and you're trying to be tough about this, don't be. It will not pay off. By the way, how many people have responded to the census requests and all this stuff going on among all of the government stuff? You get your little blue thing in the mail. Did you fill it out yet, Jennifer?
Yeah, I did it. Yep.
Yeah, what'd you tell them?
It's really easy. I told them that minus 10 people live in my house. I did it. I just reported.
Good for you. Yes, perfect. Yeah, the census thing, you don't have to tell them. And I think now the form, I filled mine out the other day. The form is pretty simple. Kara, did you fill out your census form? Or are you getting sensitized there at the... You live in an apartment building.
No, I filled it out. I had been putting it off for a little while, so I filled it out on Wednesday, which was, I guess, census day. So,
Do you fill it out for your roommates, or do you fill it out just for you?
Basically, you fill it out with your name, and then they ask questions about your roommates. So I messaged them to get the specific details, and you basically just put, like, their names and their birth dates and a few other things. So, yeah, just one census per apartment, which is kind of odd because none of us are related. But
yeah. One of the things that strikes me about our educational system is having the knowledge to do what we've just all talked about, which seems to be in stride, but a whole lot of people don't even understand what the census is and why it needs to be done. The government spots that are playing on radio and television are pretty clear in that it's all about money from the federal government. That's not really a great reason. It's pretty self-serving for the government, but it's not really the reason. The reason is so that we know and have a handle on who actually lives here. Where are these people?
The problem is they don't count illegals, and that is an issue. Because there are people who are using the system, using all the stuff that's going on and the resources of the government, yet we don't plan for them.
Right. In Framingham, I think I told you this the other day, there are 70-some-odd thousand people who are accounted for in Framingham. But you've also heard me say on any number of occasions that we have the largest population of Brazilians living anywhere outside of Brazil in one single place. And one of the people in City Hall has estimated there may be as many as 30,000 Brazilians who are not counted in the census in one community, in Framingham. One community. 30,000 live literally on the other side of the tracks. And, it is ridiculous. It's craziness. There are 5 people in a bedroom. They take turns, 3 in each bedroom, and they take turns. They shift. One person sleeps for 8 hours, gets up. Somebody else goes in the same bed, sleeps for 8 hours, gets up. Somebody else sleeps for 8 hours. That's how they live. Yeah, imagine that. That is exactly my reaction as well. So, something to think of. Anyway, the point is, fill out the census. There are a lot of, I think there's a lot of good reasons for doing it. Just be conscious, as much as anything else.
And it's not like you don't have time to do it right now.
Well, no, and it isn't just a couple of buttons. You put in your, you have a code that's assigned to you, and you just put that in, and your name comes up, and you tell them where you are, and nothing's changed, bingo, bango, and you're done. 30 seconds. Over. DJV podcast that we have up right now, focusing on some of the good news from all of this. Also, Warren Eckstein's story about a missing dog being reunited with his family. He's always got great stories. And you can hear the stories of all of our Girl Scout cookie buying. You can buy them online for the first time ever. And there are some apps and explanations of what that's all about. A lot of things, the concurrent conversations. You can subscribe to our podcast that comes out all the time on Apple Podcast, wherever. Also, you can sign up for it at iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher, Google Play. What's the difference, Carol, between Google Play and Google Podcast? Wouldn't they both be the same?
I don't know that Google Podcast is a thing. I mean, you can look up podcasts on Google, but basically Google Play is like the Apple Podcast Store. But for Google Play is on Androids, and then the Apple Podcast Store is on Apple phones.
iTunes. All right, anyway, get it everywhere. You can start. Actually, you can listen to the podcast at djvshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. After we eat, it's time for our digestive system to get to work, and typically, it doesn't work so well when we're asleep. That's why eating before bedtime is generally not a good idea.
And I think from the digestive point of view, you're filling your stomach. Your stomach then has to produce lots of acid in response. So the first thing I think about is reflux. So you're going to start bringing that stuff back up usually an hour after you go to sleep.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says in addition to reflux, there's another important reason to avoid eating before bedtime.
Our digestive system, as soon as we go asleep, it should go into house cleaning mode. And many years ago, Charlie Code here at the Mayo Clinic described housekeeping contractions or cleaning contractions moving through the small intestine at night. They sweep down the small intestine, moving all of the whatever debris or anything is left behind, moving it down to the colon where it belongs.
Dr. Murray says if you've just been eating, you interfere with that process. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Continuation of our focus on you and your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is in the studio with me, our virtual studio, as we research, think about what Americans are doing, what they have and how they have it. How is it that the world is so devoid of good food, or people have not been focusing on what they eat and how important? I mean, it would seem like just common sense, and I don't want to be a lecturer in Health 101 here, but there is a Jack, I think, you know, we talk about this all the time, what we put into our bodies. You're a GAPS practitioner. In addition to being a Nuka chiropractor, you see probably a little bit of everything in your clinic there in Salt Lake City. But what we're concluding correctly is that this disease, even though there are thousands, millions of cases of it around the world, it isn't really fatal unless you have issues.
Right.
And maybe the same issues apply to a lot of different things. So once again, we can question whether all of this hoopla has been worth it when a little education could have gone a long way. And once again, we fault correctly the conventional medical system that's so focused now on a cure. When's the last time you heard Dr. Fauci say publicly, well, if you'd have done this, you wouldn't get sick.
Yes.
If you had eaten this way or taken these sort of supplements, whatever it is. All you hear them talk about is what happens after the fact, when you see a picture of some six-year-old kid who's got a mask on and he's become sick. Well, what have you been feeding that kid? Macaroni and cheese. since he was 2 years
That's
old.
That's right. Sugar cereals, you know, yeah. And candy to keep him quiet and keep him happy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the older
I
we
do
get,
that myself.
The older we get, yes. The older we get, the more malnourished we become. If we really don't go out of our way to be very specific in the food selections that we have, starting at breakfast and going on throughout the day. And every year that's gone by when we've been in, you know, we'd be coming out of flu season about this time, but for the previous 3 or 4 months, you've been hearing, well, get some fresh orange juice, you know, get some fresh strawberries, blueberries, raspberry, the things that we know are full of vitamin C. You haven't heard one word of that.
Kiwi is another good source of vitamin C. Yeah,
and why do we want vitamin C? Because we know it stimulates the production of antibodies and it stimulates white blood cell activity, something called chemotaxis. It just means the movement of white blood cells. And if you're low in vitamin C, the white blood cells are on AWOL. Mm-hmm. And they say that year after year, but this year they haven't said a thing, you know?
Well, isn't there other stuff that helps to activate? The C by itself is important, but aren't there other things? I think you've talked about this ad nauseum, and one of the reasons that I take as much vitamin D as I do, sort of late to the party, nobody ever said anything about vitamin D when I was a kid or even growing up as an adult. It's only sort of a late finding that vitamin D, which has to have other activators, and unless you talk or listen to somebody like Jack, you're not going to know about, C is a good place to start.
Weren't you offered cod liver oil by your parents as a kid?
Yes, it was awful.
We didn't talk about vitamin D back then, but we did get cod liver oil. And the British Medical Journal recently had a report in there that says vitamin D combats pathogens that cause respiratory conditions. And the same thing with vitamin E, a very enhanced immune response to infection. If you had vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and, of course, I recommend the standard process forms because they're whole food.
And you can get them at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something that's sort of related, thinking about your health, related to your weight, the fact that most of these people, if you look at the stats that Jack's talking about, nearly 78% of the people who have come down with the virus have issues that have to do with being overweight. Diabetes, you know, they're all the things that go with them that keep your underlying health in compromise. So if you want to not compromise your health, this is the time for you to lose weight and keep it off. And that certainly is what Calitrin does. The weight loss formula that I've been touting for years, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, it's 86% success rate, make it the first choice for healthy weight loss. They've been in business for 24 years, and if they didn't do what they said they do, if it didn't have the same results, then they wouldn't be in business. So lose the weight the natural way. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, buy three, get three free. That's the code DJV for free shipping as well at toploss.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.